I'd like now to welcome Charlotte Jackson. She is the owner and director of the Charlotte Jackson Gallery, and she is the director of Art Santa Fe, which is happening this coming weekend. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
So you have a beautiful gallery, actually two galleries, but you are moving now permanently to the Rail Yard and are going to close the Marcy Street Gallery here in Santa Fe. And let's talk for a moment about you and the gallery. What kind of work do you have there?
Well, this is a big move for us. I've been on Marcy Street for 21 years, and that's a big deal. So we're finally leaving Marcy Street and actually moving into the Rail Yard, which is very exciting for us.
Exciting for the Rail Yard, too.
It is. I think the Rail Yard is very exciting. I think there's all kinds of wonderful things happening there, and I think that there's an exciting future for the Rail Yard itself in terms of what the Rail Yard Corporation is doing and the city's doing. So I'm very excited to be a part of it.
And so you are really focused on contemporary and, I guess, what you would say, mid to late 20th century art.
Yes. We have always had a relatively severe program dealing with monochrome paintings. And in the last few years, we have sort of explored the roots of monochrome painting and really delved into modernism. But I have a real cross-section in terms of older artists. A lot of my artists are older, not because I choose it that way, just that's the work I'm drawn to. The work that's up currently in the new gallery at the Rail Yard is actually a guest-curated show by Bobby Fauché. And when we knew we were going to open a week before Art Santa Fe, I thought, uh-oh. And so I talked with Bobby, and she was thrilled to curate the show. And so she has gone out, and she said, you know, what do you want me to do? Do you want it to be within your program? And I said, no, I want it to be your vision. And I just think she's done a fabulous job. She's brought in artists from all over New York, Holland. There's a great Dutch artist in there. A lot of photography, some video.
Some self-portraiture.
It's all about self and family. And so it's very exciting and a very wonderful vision. She has a great eye. She's a great curator.
Let's talk about Art Santa Fe. That is something that's been going on. This is the 10th year.
It is the 10th year. I can't believe that if I'd known in 1999 when I took this over that I'd be doing this 10 years later, I would never have believed it. But bit by bit, you know, we just kept thinking, well, it's great for the community. It brings people in here. It brings dealers from all over the world. And we've had great response. People love Art Santa Fe.
It's an art fair.
It's an international contemporary art fair. And we literally have people that have been with us for 10 years. A gallerist from Munich, Germany, Renata Bender, she's been with us for 10 years. Adel Gallery from Japan has been with us for 5 or 6 years. I mean, we have people that have been with us. They come over and over and over again. And that's really exciting for us to know that we are doing something right if they come back every year and want to be a part of this.
It's a commercial art fair in the sense that people come from all over the place and they are selling stuff that we don't normally get to see here in town.
That's right. I mean, we have it is a wide variety of art, and it is people from all over the United States. There's also local galleries as well, which is exciting. Those are, you know, Linda Durham's been with us for many years, Billy Siegel. I mean, a lot of our good galleries are here with us, and they support this project as well. But if you sort of look at what happens on the opening night and during the weekend, we get people that fly in on their private planes for this event. I mean, this is not like something that just happens, you know, in Santa Fe for us, which is a great bonus. But it also brings collectors in from all over the United States and all over the world, for that matter, because we've had Europeans come in for it as well.
It's quite amazing. Last weekend, SOFA, and Folk Art Market, this
right.
coming weekend, it's Art Santa Fe.
It's like an action-packed summer, and how exciting for us. I mean, Santa Fe is so hot right now again, which is wonderful for our community and for the businesses in our community.
And you're not just talking about the fact that it's 95 degrees outside in
no,
the afternoon.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the fact that the New York Times has done, like, numerous articles on us recently. As a matter of fact, New York Times is one of our sponsors this year. And they will be at the Vernissage, the opening night. So we have a lot of people that are interested in what we do from far away. And that's, of course, a part of what keeps us going every year is the fact that there are people who are interested in what Art Santa Fe is about and where we're going with it.
Now, the opening night gala, which is Thursday, the 15th of July, from 5 to 8, is a benefit for the Santa Fe Art Institute.
It is. Diane Karp is great. She's always been a super supporter of Art Santa Fe. She always has a booth with us, a special project booth where she can showcase her artists. And we've just always had a long-term relationship with them, and so this year they are a beneficiary of the opening night. And I think it's going to be a good night. We sold a lot of tickets. So,
who's the keynote speaker?
The keynote speaker is Roberta Smith, who is the main reporter for the New York Times, art critic for the New York Times. And I think we have 20 tickets left for sale. I mean, literally, it'll be sold out by the time we open. And that lecture is on Saturday, the 17th of July, and it's at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. It's a wonderful environment. We love that auditorium, so we use it every year.
The History Museum is wonderful. It's so much is happening there. I can't even get it all on the air.
It's very exciting, and they have been so generous to us to let us use their auditorium and open it up. We used it last year for Michael Kimmelman, and this year, of course, for Roberta Smith. So we're very excited to have her. She's very sought after. She's a great speaker, and I think it's going to be an exciting evening. That starts at 6:30 on Saturday evening, and tickets for that are available at the Lenzick box office as well as for the fair,
which is 505-988-1234. So the big gala starting at 5 on Thursday night, and then the fair hours Friday from 11 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 6, and this special event at the New Mexico History Museum on Saturday. So much to do. Santa Fe, Charlotte Jackson of the Charlotte Jackson Gallery, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.